Praise God. Look what he said he'd do for us. And the fruit of thy land, and thy corn, and thy wine, and thy oil, and the increase of thy kind, and all the flock of thy sheep, in the land which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee, thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. That means he can put them up on you too. And will put none of these evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Praise God. Look how mindfully. See, these things got me excited. How mindful he is. Yes. How he called us and endued us with power. Gave us the Holy Ghost. I want to get back to that too. Look at 2 Samuel 7. David was going to try to build our Lord's a house. But you know, he had in mind you and I. This is the house here for his name, his nature, his character, his holiness. Like a brother asked me, I was in Dallas. He said, he was one of the brothers that helped quiet me down. He said, you know what that name mean? And I told him last time I was there, I said, you know what? I said, you always ask me about the name. I said, I found out you didn't know what it meant. He didn't. He'd been taught. God told me that. God said he'd just been taught. He hadn't seen it. He hadn't seen the glory of his name. He hadn't seen the majesty of it. He hadn't seen that his name was the Lord of hosts. Oh, hallelujah. He hadn't seen that his name was the Lord. In Exodus 15, I believe it says that the Lord is a man of war. And his name is the Lord. And in Isaiah 7, he says this. He said, ask the sign. He wouldn't ask a sign. Ahab, was it? And then he said, I'll show you one. He said, a virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. And in Matthew 1:23, he said, it's being interpreted, God with us. And when I saw that, I knew it wasn't my daddy, my natural father with me. It was the Lord of glory. Everywhere I go, he's there. He told me when I was down in that ditch of sickness and all those trouble, he said, I'll never leave you. I believe it. I'm just excited about it. I can't help it. And I'm not apologizing. Hallelujah. Because happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Thank God I found wisdom, Sister Wanigan. Praise his holy name. I found the body of Christ. I found Jesus. God has made him to be our wisdom, our righteousness, and everything. Oh, hallelujah. My God, I'm setting a blaze. I can see it. A bush that's catching fire that won't be consumed. In difficult times, God's going to have a people that praise him. That's going to magnify him. Going to bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. God is raining up. Listen, the church is being restored. God has given us boldness. Peter said, behold, they are threatening. And grant unto thy servant boldness, that we may speak with all boldness, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. Whew. Peter didn't say by the nature. He didn't go up to the gate called beautiful. He said in the nature of Jesus Christ, in the nature of the rise up. He used the word. He knew it was a battle axe. He knew it was a weapon of war. He knew that name would break the nations in pieces. That's what shook that Jewish nation back there. That's what shook it. They said, don't you teach and preach in that name. You can preach anything you want to preach, but just don't say nothing about that name. Ah, glory. I was in Paducah here, and I heard them sing that song. Jesus, Jesus, There's something about that name. I stood up. What is it? Where they get that song? That's a body song, isn't it? Where they get it from? There's something. Kings and all kingdom shall all pass away. Woo! My God, don't you recognize what we have here yet? But there's something about that name. Boy, if I could blow that horn, I guess I'm... Amen. There's just something. I said, well, what is it? What are we singing about? We just galloping in the game? We just singing and don't know what we're singing about? Paul said we sang with understanding. That's why when I came to this people, they kept singing the thing, saying the same thing over and over. Somebody said, you know why they're doing that? I said, why? He said, they can get the message. And I got in it. They just kept saying it over and over and over. There's something about that name. Jesus. Oh, I stop and sing sometime. Jesus. Jesus. There's something about that name. Master. Look at it. Let all who? Heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and all kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something. Think about it. Oh, I'm excited about this way. Y'all let me get loose over here. Brought me here and loved me. My God, it wasn't no put on either. Amen. You don't feel this nowhere else. I'm still excited about it. I wept a many days leaving these meetings, wondering what is this?
Where am I? What have I found?
How did I? This is that. How did I get here, brother? Nobody told me about you all before I got here. But God beat me down, kept on working on me, kept me outside of that religious order for about six, 7 years. One day he said to me, do the work of the evangelist, make full proof of your ministry. I didn't know what to do. I had a big book with all those churches. So I said, oh, okay. So I had to be telling the people, I got to leave. I had about 200 folks. I had a church. Brother Gold come out of my church. I had a lot of people. I had gathered a group of people, brother. But God kept telling me I had to leave them. Don't get caught up in this. And he was preparing me for something. So I started going around preaching at these churches, and these folks were raising me money. And I was sleeping in nice hotels. I said, oh, this is wonderful. I ain't got to be bothered with the people. Just preach and keep going. I ain't got to sit around and try to counsel. I preach all day and they knocking on the door. I don't understand, Pastor. Wait a minute. What you mean you don't understand? I didn't understand that. They didn't understand. I didn't either. But God laid me down in Atlanta, Georgia. He said, you sharper than a thorn's edge. You preaching for money. You divining for hire. And you know better than the rest of them. He said, I got places you go, you won't get a dime. I said, well, Lord, I don't know what to do. I said, you lead me. You whooped everything out of me till I gave up. And that same weekend, I went to Memphis. Oh. I went to Memphis and went to a little church. Black folks was in there. But here one brother standing up in there talking about Mystery of Babylon the Great, the mother of Hollis. And God opened my eyes. I jumped to my feet. I got on Brother Eckerberry's tail. I want to hear more. I ain't heard nobody talk like that. That was God, brother. Led me all the way to Memphis to find Brother Kelly Eckerberry. He did it. I didn't know no Kelly Eckerberry. You gonna try to tell me I ain't got nothing to say, shout about? We don't have, some of us was born in it. Look how we got here. All kinds of ways we came, but we're here. We're here. And if you don't know where you are, I would come here and get on this altar day and night till I find out where I am. Amen. I would find out, what is this? You will get a sound, this is that. That's what Brother Adam said when he got to Houston. I took him to Houston. He went there grinning and left there grinning. And he been grinning ever since. Ever since he signed, see Brother Adam, he grinning. Yes. Hallelujah. He come by. He got his eyes open the first day. God opened his eyes the first day. Told him this is that. That's what he told him. This is it. No, this is it. That's what he told him. He said, man, you know, the Lord told me this is it. I said, brother, this is it. As he told you right. I said, this is it. Hallelujah. Look here at 2 Samuel. But I'm just excited about how good God is. You see, God's been getting me excited in my old days. And I'm really excited about it. So I can help Brother Wanninger. He don't have to go down because he's getting a little old. We don't have to dry up. We can be revived. We can mount up with wings as eagles. Oh, hallelujah. I don't want to die. I didn't feel you did it, brother. Look what he said. Verse 12, 2 Samuel 7. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father. And he goes on down, talk about his mercy. And then David in the 18th verse, David was so overwhelmed. He said, then went King David in and sat before the Lord. And he said, who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, O Lord God. But thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, or, O Lord God? And what can David say more unto thee? For thou, Lord God, knowest thy servant. For thy word's sake, according to thine own heart, hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them. Wherefore, thou art great, O Lord God, for there's none like thee. See, these scriptures been getting me excited lately. They've been illuminating and quickening in my spirit. Ain't nobody like him. We just sang a song. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Ain't nobody like him. Look what he's done for us. He said, wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee. Neither is there any God beside thee according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation, what one people, think about it. What one people like you and I, the body of Christ. I mean, even the religion, look what God has brought us. Look what some of you was born. Let me knock here. I want to get everybody's attention. Young folks know. Because they're going off. I can see it. I better. Because there's something. You fool around and miss this and go out there. There's something out there waiting for you. I got some news for you. And you can't handle what's out there. Nobody can. You never will be able to. You think you can. Education won't take you through out there. You end up a drug addict, on alcohol, on the corner. It's all kind of conditions out there. I want to warn you and serve your notice. If you got a mind to leave here, I'm telling you, you're headed the wrong way. Because nothing out there but death, hell, and destruction. You can't handle it. Nobody can handle it. That old serpent out there called the devil and Satan. My God, he's been here a long time. And he know how to trick you. I got a granddaughter now that's in left church. 17 years old. My God, the other day I saw she looked so terrible. I said, baby, she come out, pop. I said, I know what done happened to you. You've been tricked. You've been deceived. And you can't handle that world. And let me tell you, them folks out there calling you their friends, they're not. They're not your friend. They'll put you down anytime. See? And a mother told me, said, all she do is stay in the mirror. I said, okay, let her stay in the mirror. But I tell you something, you're going to look up one day and see a great change. The world throw you away. And they throw you away early. I saw a bunch of sisters on the TV, ladies on TV one day, and they was in their 30s. Beautiful to me, but they felt like they was rejected. They felt like they wasn't attractive. A lot of spirits out there. I'm warning God's people. I done lived long enough to let you know something. Yeah. Amen. God didn't let me live this long for no reason. Praise God. So young folks, stay in here. You in the best place. Oh, hallelujah. A lot of folks gonna come in after a while all beat up and drugged down. See? Because the world will throw you away early. God told me one day, sir, he was 50 years old, talking about he's middle-aged. I said, brother, let me tell you something. You ain't middle-aged. You've been in the past that. You middle-aged at 35. You over the hill now. And the sisters go over the hill before then. I got my bags packed. But I'm enjoying it. Amen. I'm enjoying helping God's people because I know. See, I know when we go down the road. See, when I got old, I found out my folks told me the right thing. See, you'll find out. You'll find out that the old brother Harden. I remember old brother Harden. He told me when you get out there and your teeth out, your hair. Later told me the other day, you know my hair getting thin. I said, yeah, you're on a lot of pressure. That's all that is. Pressure. I'm combing out hair. Yeah. You don't even know you're under pressure. Amen. No, you out there and don't even know what's going on out there. And then the doctor's going to tell you you got everything. And that's all you know to go to is the doctor. And he's going to tell you, and you know, I've been beating that back too. I've been taking away, I ain't taking away nothing, but I've been helping people. You know. Because when you put confidence in the arm of the flesh, you don't know what the end going to be. What time is it? You don't know what the end going to be. So I'd rather trust in the Lord. I'd rather depend upon God. That doctor told me first a lie. I told you this before when I was here. They told me I was a young man. I said, I'm not young. I've been young. I know what that is. I know what being young is. My God. But you know that scripture, it helped me. I said, and I came to mind. But now I'm old. And the rest of that scripture came. Nor have I yet seen the righteous forsaken. Nor their seed begging bread. Oh, and then I began to think who made me righteous. And what caused you to be righteous? We have faith in God. Abraham was righteousness was imputed because he believed God. And I can't be nothing now but become more righteous. And I felt the strength of God. God helped me and met me right there where I was. When they was I said, what can you guarantee me? And they couldn't guarantee me a thing. All they could do was lie to me, say I was a young man. But I got somebody, got some promises here, will never dissipate. Isaiah said of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. We done come up on something, brother, ain't no end to. We got some joy that there's no end. We got some peace, ain't no end. Oh, yeah. That old preacher out there say, y'all don't hear me. You know, I was in Jacksonville. This little fella came up to me after service. He said, brother, about 6 or 7 years old. He said, you know, I like that old time preaching. I mean, there's nobody around. He just came up to me and told me, I like that old time preaching. I said, where you get that from? If he like it, certainly we ought to like it. Yes, come on. Amen. But look, what one nation in the earth, verse 23, is like thy people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem, for a people to himself, and to make him a name, and to do for you great. This what I just get so excited about this now. To do for us great. He want to do something great in your life. Why don't you open up and let him in? Why don't you open up tonight and let him in? Don't wait till tomorrow. I've been telling them everywhere I go, if not tonight, then when? What day you got set aside? Well, I do it Sunday. Who told you to be here Sunday? Why not tonight? Today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. My God. Are you going to have tomorrow more problems? Not knowing how to deal with them? How do you know what's coming tomorrow? You know, I read a scripture in Revelation. Jesus said, I worried that you were cold or hot. He said, but because you are lukewarm, I spew you out of my mouth. He says, men that I love, I rebuke and chase. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Ain't it wonderful you hear him knocking today? You know you hear him knocking. This is him knocking. It ain't just Brother Harden, it's God knocking. He want to come in and sup with you because he knows what tomorrow holds. We don't have no idea what tomorrow holds, but he does. Woo. Thank you, Lord. And do for you great things and terrible for thy land before thy people, which thou redeemest to thee from Egypt, from the nations and their gods. And then he said, for thou hast confirmed to thyself thy people Israel to be a people unto thee forever. And thou, Lord, art become their God. And now, O Lord God, the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, establish it forever. And do as thou hast said. And let thy name be magnified forever, saying, the Lord of hosts is the God over Israel. And let the house of thy servant David be established before thee. Oh, praise his holy name. And I'm so grateful. Amen. I know you're getting tired and sleepy and thinking about your job tomorrow, but I'm not putting no curse upon you, but you might go there. It ain't no job. Then what you gonna do? I heard people say, I went there in the pad, they had a padlock on it. Hallelujah. Well, God told me to do it, and I'm not sorry. I'm trying to provoke you to move closer to God. I want you to have a greater walk with God because I know. Look, let me show you a scripture too here in Acts. See, the church got to go back to what these apostles had. They received the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, and Peter, the man with the keys. I got keys here tonight. I'm unlocking doors. Yeah, that's what I'm here to do. That's what this ministry is about. I come to help lift up this people. Brother Smith told us tonight that he didn't say all this, but he was talking about that chapter 4. He gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for something. For the perfecting of the saint, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, and be no more children tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, whereby men lie in wait, and you hear all these different things, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up under him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. We're growing up tonight. Amen. You don't know you growing up tonight. You may not think you're moving, but I know you are, because God said to me, put my name upon him, and I will bless him. So I'm looking to the Lord. Paul said, one plant, another water. I come to water tonight. I know these brothers been planting. Brother Smith, and you've been getting some water, some word of God for a long, even before I got here. I brought some buckets of water tonight. And I'm just slinging water everywhere. You know that seed in the desert? I drove through that desert. You know, it's some seed in the desert. But you know why ain't no flowers? No water. That's why he said he's going to cause the rose to blossom in the desert. Oh, hallelujah. That's what I'm thankful for. I read that scripture with Brother Daniel just talking about yesterday. My God said, God, no, he's a man acquainted with grief. And I went down through Isaiah 53 twice today. I was just looking at that. How he was bruised, wounded, smitten. We esteemed him lightly. But he was wounded for our transgression. He's a man acquainted with grief. Oh, praise his holy name. That helped me so much yesterday. I can't never play another pity party. I wouldn't even think about trying to play a pity party. Oh, me. Why this happened to me? God don't know what I'm going through. He knows what we are going through. He knows exactly what we are going through right now. He knows the feeling of our infirmity. That brought me so close. That's what I'm talking about. I want to get close, and I want his people, because I know there's joy up the road that's never yet been told. I think Sister Leniger used to sing that song. Brother Leniger won. But there's so much joy and peace, and we can't make it on our own. We can't make it just, but look, Peter just kept talking. Peter told him, repent. He had something. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name, see, of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Then at the man at the gate, called Beautiful. You familiar with these things? Look, he walked up to him. Silver and gold have I none. But he knew what he had. He knew he had something. He said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Them brothers beat. They threatened. See? We got to be ready to take some whippings for the name. Paul said this. When Abacus came from Jerusalem, he studied him, didn't he? He said, listen, they're going to bind you hand and feet. Paul said, why? I'm not willing to be bound only, but I'm willing to die for the name. He wasn't just talking about a word. What do you think David met Goliath in? That was the Lord. That wasn't David in that sling. He said, you come with your sword. He come with three dead ends, the flesh, the natural, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, sword, spirit, and shield. That's all he had. He didn't have nothing. Dead end. We don't have the name of the Lord. We run into a brick wall. It's a strong tower. I've been down in the pit and called up on his name. Come out of there so quick. How shall they call on him in whom they haven't heard? How can they hear without a preacher? How can a preacher except be sent? How beautiful are the feet? Let me, just briefly, how much time I got? Y'all sit me down. Call, ring the bell or something. I tell you, you got to ring the bell on me, because I tell you, I can go all night. This thing that got so big to me, it's bigger than I thought it was. He's greater than I ever could imagine. Look at Isaiah 52, briefly. Verse 4, for thus said the Lord God, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. See, if you leave out of here, you're going to be oppressed. Now, therefore, what have I here, said the Lord, that my people is taken away for nothing? No. They that rule over them make them to howl, said the Lord. And my name continually, every day, is blasphemed, like ain't no power in it. like you can't call on it. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Shall be. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doeth speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountain are the feet, the understanding that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, and that publish salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Where we been? God is bringing us back. The church went into the wilderness. You know all these things. For a long period of ignorance and darkness. Look, we're coming up out of that. Leaning up on the arms of the Lord. Coming up. Who is she? Whoa, that looking forward out the morning. Fair as the moon. Clear as the sun. Terrible. Woo! I'm excited. I'm excited. And I thank God. I just might stay through the weekend. I just might stay at a Brother Smith. When Brother Smith coming back?
Saturday.
I'll be here. Lord will. Yeah. Amen. I feel like just staying here a little bit.
All
right. Yeah, I do. All right. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Praise his holy name. Bless his holy name.
Telling you, Lord, how big my storm is, and tell my story. My God, my God is mighty. He is greater than anything. So I'll stop telling you, Lord, how big my storm is, and tell my storm how big you are. My God is great. My God is mighty. He is greater than anything. So I'll stop telling you, Lord, how big my storm is, and tell my mighty. He is greater than anything. So I'll stop telling you, Lord, how big my storm is, and tell my storm how big you are. My God is great. My God is mighty. He is greater than anything. So I'll stop telling you, Lord, how big my storm is, and tell my storm how big you are. My God is great. My God is mighty. He is greater than anything. So I'll stop telling you, Lord, how big my storm is, and tell my storm how big you are. My God is great. My God is mighty. He is greater than anything. So I'll stop telling you, Lord, how big my storm is, and tell my storm how big you are. My God is great. My God is mighty. He is greater than anything. So I'll stop telling you, Lord, how big my storm is, and tell my storm how big you are. My God is great. My God is mighty. He is greater than anything. So I'll stop telling you, Lord, how big my storm is, and tell my storm how big you are. My God is great. My God is mighty. He is greater than anything. So I'll stop telling you, Lord, how big my storm is, and tell my storm how big you are. My God is great. My God is mighty. He is greater than anything. So I'll stop telling you, Lord, how big my storm is, and tell my storm how big you are. My God is great. My God is mighty. He is greater than anything. So I'll stop telling you, Lord, how big my storm is, and tell my storm how big you are. My God is great. My God is mighty. He is greater than anything. So I'll stop telling you, Lord, how big my storm is, and tell my storm how big you are. My God is great. My God is mighty. He is greater than anything. So I'll stop telling you, Lord, how big my storm is, and tell my storm how big you are. My God is great. My God is mighty. He is greater than anything. So I'll stop telling you, Lord, how big my storm is, and tell my storm how big you are.
Now that's Brother Adams, Brother Harden. He used to come to Republic,
yeah.
And he'd preach like that, and he'd get us excited. And I'm glad you're staying, Brother Harden. You've encouraged me, encouraged the rest of us. Hallelujah! I enjoyed that. I enjoyed it so much. Feel the glory of the Lord come down. Let's continue to pray for the meeting over in the Dominican Republic, and let's take this joy. You still sing that song about joy?
I sang it.
You sing it. Maybe this weekend, maybe you'll fill up to sing. I love to hear Brother Hardin minister and talk, and I'm so thankful he loved us enough and considered God enough to come by and be with us. I appreciate his ministry, appreciate the love that he has for God's people. So what do you say? Let's stand, let's praise the Lord, let's thank him for this good service and for the encouragement. And then let's make sure that we're here Sunday morning at 9:30 for breakfast, 10 for Bible study. I know Brother Smith's going to be fired up, have a lot to say. All right, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for this joy, for this encouragement, God, that you let us feel here tonight, God. God, let us take this home with us, Lord. Let it overflow and touch those around us, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.